USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Top House Democrats say they would charge ahead with a plan to bring up both a $1 trillion infrastructure bill and a broad health care, education, and climate package for a vote this week, even as deep disagreements in the party threaten to scuttle the two bills. Representative Debbie Dingell, Democrat from Michigan, says the president needs to step in.
I do believe the president needs to come up and talk to our caucus. He's talked to the Senate a number of times. There's a small number of people being told what's going on. They need to know that he understands each of them matters.
Australia's most populous state, New South Wales, will in the coming week reveal its roadmap for 80% vaccination coverage, with the premier wanting international travel to resume at the earliest opportunity. The state recorded 9 additional deaths in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. local time on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At least 3 people have been declared dead and multiple injured after an Amtrak train derailed on Saturday afternoon in north-central Montana, an official at a local sheriff's office said. The Empire Builder train, which departed from Chicago for Seattle, derailed near the small town of Joplin. Amtrak spokesman Jason Abrams said in a statement. Abrams said that multiple people were injured. One of the passengers helped others out of the train.
I was able to pop my window out and climb out and help other people up. And then we sat until we got some ladders and we got people down.
7 of the train's 10 cars were reported to have derailed. Delta Airlines sees a place for Boeing's 737 MAX airplane at the carrier as it looks to reshape its fleet over the next decade. Airline Weekly reported on Thursday, citing comments by Delta's chief executive. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Texas Republican Representative Tony Gonzalez explains why he is against the Democrats' spending bill.
The House is slated to vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill on Monday. Meanwhile, some progressives are vowing to block the bill unless it comes in tandem with a larger $3.5 trillion social spending package. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez explains on Fox News his concerns regarding the potential increased spending.
You know, the price of gas is going up, the price of eggs, the price of basic necessities is through the roof. At the end of the day, the spending is completely out of control, and we have to stop somewhere, because eventually the bill becomes due, and it's going to come due in the form of higher taxes for everyone.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said that a probe into the actions of mounted Border Patrol agents confronting mostly Haitian asylum seekers who crossed the southern border illegally would conclude quickly and be made public. Mayorkas made the comments at a September 24th White House press briefing in which he said the agents involved in the incident had been reassigned to administrative duties and horse patrols have been suspended in the area. Photographs and video surfaced earlier last week showing Border Patrol officers on horseback riding close to and grabbing at illegal immigrants in the Del Rio, Texas region. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.